Hello, respected viewers. So Boris Johnson is no longer a member of parliament. But just like when he resigned as prime minister, he gave a hint that he wants to be the comeback kid. Because remember when he stood down as prime minister on the 6th of September last year, 2022, and he said, like Cincinnatus, I'm returning to my plough. Classical scholars amongst you will have recognized the allusion to the ancient Roman statesman who served as consul for 1 year and went back to his farm, you know, where he was offered dictatorial powers for life, but, you know, he was personally unambitious, only did this because he was actuated by a sense of civic duty, but nevertheless was recalled to government several years later when he was needed to be the saviour of his people. So Boris Johnson likes to see himself as being cut from the same cloth, as being the saviour of the United Kingdom, the saviour of Brexit and so forth. And again, in his thousand-word public statement, which he released yesterday when he stepped aside from Parliament, he said something, he was leaving Parliament for now. So impliedly, he plans to come back. Just like in these May, before these May local elections, the Boris Johnson camp was thinking these would be cataclysmic for the Conservative Party, and they were, and therefore that the pressure would mount on Rishi Sunak to go, that he could be forced out. Although the results were bad, there was almost no pressure on Sunak, and very few people, even in the Conservative Parliamentary Party, wanted Boris Johnson to be a retread as Prime Minister, First Lord of the Treasury, Minister for the Union, and Minister for the Civil Service. So that didn't happen. So he's a man of frustrated ambitions. So as I've often said, he's a shameless, showboating charlatan. And when he became Prime Minister, I published an article saying, fasten your seatbelts, we're in for a bumpy ride. Well, it was even bumpier than I anticipated. But he is a pathological liar, so I should take you over some of the things he did. It was notable that his housemaster, Martin Hammond, the master in college at Eton, when Johnson was a King Scholar there, wrote in a report to his father, subsequently published, that you know, he genuinely thinks he should be the exception to the rule, that rules uniquely are disapplicable to him, and was scandalized. He wasn't made captain of school, as in head boy, and so on. When he was Oxford, he joined the Social Democratic Party. Not that he actually agreed with the SDP, it was fashionable back then, but one of the things that joined with the Liberals, so they'd become the Liberal Democrats. He joined the SDP just to maximize his chances of becoming president of the Union. So that worked. He's completely Machiavellian. He's an arriviste. So he's actuated solely by self-aggrandizement. So as Sir Nick Clegg said, Trump with a thesaurus. But anyway, he got his first job with the Times. He was sacked for that when it was found that he'd made up a quotation from his uncle, Sir Colin Lucas, later Vice Chancellor of Oxford University. And then he was the Brussels correspondent of the Daily Telegraph, and he was always inventing things there. But he was notable for being a very capable and entertaining journalist. He's certainly a word weaver. So an exceptional gift for oracy, as well as for penning engaging articles for mockery. But he's a man who's noted for chicanery. He's perfidious Boris, and he's very much a backstabber. So you wouldn't trust him as far as you could thrust him, which is not very far considering he's so tubby. Again, he married us about 22. Well, that marriage quickly came to grief due to his infidelities. Then he married Marina Wheeler, his girlfriend, when she was 8 months pregnant. And she'd even gone to speak to another female journalist in Brussels. Is this a good idea? Despite me being about to give birth to his baby, is this a good idea? But anyway, the barrister married him. But he was known for his constant shenanigans. He was a serial womanizer. Now, is that dishonest? Because he's obviously taken this oath before God to be faithful, to cleave to his good wife alone. They might have had an open marriage. I don't know. Was Marina Wheeler playing away from home? I have no idea. But some people would regard that as less than honest. What else did he do? When he was made editor of The Spectator, he promised Lord Conrad Black that he would not try and become a Conservative MP. He reneged on that promise pretty quick. Elected MP for Henley in 2001 when Michael Heseltine stood down. Lord Heseltine, now one of his severest critics, who was expelled from the Conservative Party because he kept rebelling over Brexit, who was an absolute closed-minded, bigoted Remainer, Lord Heseltine. Anyway, what his other dishonesty? He was always Conservative spokesman on the arts. And then he was dismissed from that position for lying to his leader, Michael Howard, when the story came out that he was having an extramarital affair with the journalist Petronella Wyatt, and he had impregnated her. She had aborted his baby. And so he lied to his party leader about that, and he lost his job when he was at Spectator, was having an affair with another very prominent woman who was a journalist in London. I shan't say her name. And she interviewed him, actually, when he was standing for the mayoralty of London in 2008. I felt like going along to the publican meeting and actually asking, you know, should you declare an interest here, considering that whilst you're both married, you had an affair with each other? But I didn't quite pluck up the courage to do so. So I shan't name names, but I've narrowed it down quite a lot. You can do your homework and find out who I'm talking about. And then what else did he do? So obviously he was mayor of London, but lots of unfulfilled promises. So you can see, follow his record over the trail of broken promises. Or cast my mind back to 1990, notorious episode. He was a school friend and university friend of Darius Guppy, that chap who was sent down for fraud, give about a 6-year prison sentence for a multi-million pound diamond insurance fraud scheme, taking diamonds to the United States, faking an armed robbery in the New York hotel room, claiming the insurance payout, and indeed getting the hotel bill money back. That was refunded, but it all came out in the wash that it was lying. But anyway, Darius Guppy found a certain journalist disobliging because he's publishing articles which were deeply uncongenial to him. So this is in 1990. He asks the then 26-year-old Boris Johnson, can you get this chap's address? I want to go and beat him up. This is long before the internet. Very hard to find out where people lived. So Johnson agreed to do so. And that was recorded by Darius Guppy's colleague, who later told the police, you know, chapter and verse about the fraud, and then got off himself on charges of an unrelated incident. So then that came up that Boris Johnson said, well, if the company comes out, I'll be fucking furious, and being assured that, yes, you'd have a black eye, maybe a cracked rib and so on. So Johnson was willing to be an accessory to this assault. Would it be grievous bodily harm? I mean, it's actual bodily harm at least. But I believe the attack didn't take place. But that makes no moral difference that he was willing to expedite premeditated violent crime. And now he's all tough on law and order. And this was played to him when he was on Have I Got News For You years later. He just laughed it off. So he's lied and lied and lied and been dishonest and underhand. And he's tried to be someone who would facilitate crimes. Or another point, yeah, in 2003, Ian Duncan Smith was going to be forced out as the leader of the Conservative Party, and Johnson wrote a piece which he vowed to get down into a trench to defend Ian Duncan Smith's leadership. The very next day, Johnson voted to oust Ian Duncan Smith. IDS, in deep shit, people used to call him, as in the Conservative Party was really in deep shit if it kept IDS as leader. And he's still actually in Parliament, bumped into him the other day in Westminster. So Johnson has lied about numerous things. What else wouldn't he lie about his coronavirus lockdown policies, things like that, lied about lying. So just lies and lies and lies is a way of life for him. So that is Boris Johnson. I mean, we haven't seen the last of him. I don't think he'll get into Parliament. There is talk that his chum, Nadine Dorries, she's stepping down from her Bedfordshire constituency. Would the Conservative Association there select him as their candidate? That's meant to be ultra safe. I think they won't actually. I mean, Conservative Party headquarters could actually take him off the candidates list and make it impossible to select him. We shall see. He could try standing as an independent, but I don't think he'd win anywhere. But he'll still be a big noise on television. Right. Thank you very much, everyone.